Good morning, I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. Dick Wells organized Indian River Community College's nationally recognized swim program in the 1970s. When he was a student at Florida State University, he had an underwater role in the 1954 horror flick, The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
What was it? Science didn't know.
But the tale about a beast in the Amazon was filmed at Wakulla Springs in North Florida. Wells first tried out to be the creature itself.
I tried the suit on, and it just was too small for me.
What did you do in the movie?
I chased the creature. They would spot the creature from the boat and point. Then I would dive, and I'd carry a gun with me. And the gun had what they called Rotenone. It was really condensed milk. And when you pull the trigger, a big cloud of white milk came out.
Was that supposed to be underwater gunpowder or something?
Something like that, yes. They put those movies together in little pieces.
When you say those movies, there was the original Creature from the Black Lagoon, then there were two sequels.
Creature Walks Among Us, and I think Return of the Creature. They make the movies like in comic strips. They take little strips of tape and then put it all together. It was very critical that you did everything you're supposed to do because they hated to waste film.
You swam underwater without supplemental oxygen. How long could you hold your breath?
I don't know exactly how long. Most people can't hold their breath longer than 5 minutes or so. I wasn't down that long. We had the supplemental air handy so we could go over and get some whenever we needed it.
And you swam the crawl underwater, right? You didn't just do a little dog paddle.
Right. They wanted someone to be swimming like they're swimming on the surface underwater.
Can you be seen in these movies?
They don't see my face. I was bald. They wanted me to have hair, so they penciled it in with a makeup pencil. They took carbon paper and rubbed it all over my head to take the shine off. They paid us pretty well, not great. I would do almost anything to satisfy their needs.
For a struggling college student especially, I'm sure it was good money.
I think it was $250.
Do you have the movies? Do you watch them from time to time?
We have one of the movies. They made three movies, and I think they pieced them together. So it's kind of hard to distinguish who's who underwater.
Did the creature finally get what was coming to him?
He did. The creature was subdued. In one movie, he came alive again on shore. It was a low-budget movie, to say the least. The safety people were girls from Wikiwachi Springs who were underwater swimmers.
Nothing happened to you, but something happened to one of your buddies underwater?
He was not a very accomplished swimmer. The hardest part about it was with the weight belt on, coming up to the surface and receiving instructions. Treading water and keeping your head up with a weight belt on is not easy. So he looked at me and through the mask said, "I'm drowning." So I held him up. Another thing that happened was I went down without clearing my ears. My mask filled with blood. That wasn't very nice to see. Of course, I didn't show it.
They had to reshoot that scene?
Well, yes. It was just one of those things that can happen to you if you're a little careless, I guess.
You survived it all and made a little bit of extra money.
The biggest thing about it was being there and being in the movie. Of course, the money was important at that time, too.
Dick Wells was director of athletics at Indian River Junior College, which is now Indian River State College, from 1973 until 1979. He designed and guided construction of the aquatic facility on the main campus. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.
Creature from the Black Lagoon. Sorry.